How can we truly connect with God in a way that transcends our earthly limitations? What does it mean to pray in the Spirit? And how can it transform our relationship with God? My friends, these questions touch the very core of our spiritual journey. Today, we will explore the profound practice of how to pray in the Spirit. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a radio, finely tuned to pick up signals from afar. Just as this device can receive messages from great distances, our spirits can be attuned to communicate with God in ways beyond our physical senses. This is the essence of praying in the Spirit, a divine connection with God that surpasses human understanding. Let us remember the words from Ephesians 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. My dear friends, praying in the Spirit is not just a religious exercise. It's a powerful tool that can revolutionize our prayer life and deepen our relationship with God. Let us journey together, opening our hearts to the wisdom and power of the Holy Spirit. Today, I will guide you through three essential aspects of praying in the Spirit, offering insights and practical steps to help you embrace this transformative practice. Number one, understanding the Spirit's role in prayer. My friends, to truly grasp how to pray in the Spirit, we must first understand the Spirit's role in our prayer life. The Holy Spirit is our divine helper, our comforter, and our guide in prayer. When we pray in the Spirit, we're not just reciting words. We're engaging in a deep spiritual communion with God. Romans 8, verse 26 tells us, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." This verse reveals a profound truth. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we don't know how to pray. It's a beautiful reminder that we're not alone in our prayer journey. The Spirit understands our deepest needs, even when we can't articulate or express them. When we pray in the Spirit, we tap into this divine assistance. We allow the Spirit to guide our prayers, to express our heart's desires in ways we may not be able to. This doesn't mean we become passive in prayer. Rather, it means we become more attuned to the Spirit's promptings. We learn to listen as much as we speak. Praying in the Spirit is about aligning our will with God's will. It's about surrendering our limited understanding to His infinite wisdom. As we do this, our prayers become more powerful, more aligned with God's purposes. Galatians 4, verses 6 to 7 says, "And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." These verses highlight another aspect of praying in the Spirit: intimacy with God. Through the Spirit, we cry out to God as our Father. This isn't just formal prayer. It's heart-to-heart communication with our loving Heavenly Father. When we pray in the Spirit, we're embracing our identity as God's children. We're stepping into the confidence and authority that comes with being heirs of God. This changes how we approach prayer. We no longer come timidly or doubtfully, but with bold faith. We know that our Father hears us and desires to answer our prayers. Praying in the Spirit also involves being sensitive to the Spirit's leading. Sometimes, the Spirit may prompt us to pray for someone or something specific. Other times, He may lead us to simply be still and listen. Being open to these promptings is crucial in developing a rich prayer life. It's about letting go of our own agendas and allowing the Spirit to direct our prayers. This doesn't mean our prayers will always feel emotional or dramatic. Sometimes, praying in the Spirit is quiet and peaceful. The key is being open to however the Spirit chooses to move. As we practice this, we'll find our prayer life becoming more dynamic and effective. We'll experience a deeper connection with God and a greater sense of His presence in our lives. Remember, my friends, praying in the Spirit is a journey. It's something we grow in over time as we practice and learn. Don't be discouraged if it feels challenging at first.
What if you could design your own dental implant system from scratch? What would you change? Less complexity? Better bone preservation? Simpler digital workflows? A price that actually makes sense? That's exactly what Biotech Dental created with the Contact Dental Implant System. Contact implants promote osseointegration, preserve crestal bone, and simplify your implant procedures. With a single prosthetic connection, streamlined surgical kits, and seamless integration into digital workflows, the Contact Dental Implant is quickly becoming the go-to choice for U.S. dental professionals. Your cases will be supported by a dedicated planning team who can provide surgical guides and answer any technical questions. Experience the difference firsthand. Biotech Dental will provide your first contact implant case completely free, including restorative components and surgical planning support. Clinically proven, intuitively designed, surprisingly affordable, discover why so many dentists are switching to the contact implant system. Visit biotechdentalusa.com to learn more.
First, keep seeking, keep practicing, and trust that the Holy Spirit is working in and through you. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, Paul writes, "What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding." This verse teaches us that praying the Spirit doesn't negate our understanding. Instead, it enhances it, bringing our minds and spirits into harmony. As we pray in the Spirit, we may find our understanding growing, our perspective shifting. We begin to see things from God's viewpoint rather than our limited human perspective. This transformation in our thinking is a powerful result of praying in the Spirit. It aligns our thoughts with God's thoughts, our desires with His desires. My dear friends, as we embrace praying in the Spirit, we open ourselves to a whole new dimension of communication with God. We move beyond the limitations of our own words and thoughts. We allow the Spirit to express the deepest longings of our hearts to the Father. This is not a practice reserved for spiritual giants or church leaders. It's available to every believer who seeks to deepen their relationship with God. As you continue in your prayer journey, I encourage you to invite the Holy Spirit into your prayer time. Ask Him to guide your prayers, to intercede for you, to help you pray according to God's will. You may be surprised at how your prayer life transforms as you learn to pray in the Spirit. Number two, cultivating a Spirit-led prayer life. My friends, now that we understand the Spirit's role in prayer, let's explore how to cultivate a Spirit-led prayer life. This journey requires intention, practice, and a willing heart. Jude 1 verse 20 encourages us, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. This verse reminds us that praying in the Spirit builds up our faith. It's a practice that strengthens our spiritual muscles and deepens our relationship with God. So, how do we begin this practice? First, we must acknowledge our need for the Holy Spirit's guidance in prayer. We can start our prayer time by inviting the Spirit to lead us. A simple prayer like, "Holy Spirit, guide my prayers today," can set the tone for our time with God. Next, we need to cultivate an attitude of listening. Too often, we rush into prayer with our list of requests without pausing to hear what God might be saying. Praying in the Spirit involves a two-way communication. We speak, but we also listen. Sometimes this listening might involve sitting in silence, allowing the Spirit to speak to our hearts. Other times, it might involve meditating on Scripture, allowing the Spirit to reveal God's Word to us. Philippians 4, verse 6 tells us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This verse teaches us another key aspect of praying in the Spirit: thanksgiving. A heart of gratitude opens us up to the Spirit's leading. It shifts our focus from our problems to God's goodness and faithfulness. As we pray in the Spirit, we might find ourselves led to thank God for things we hadn't even considered before. This attitude of thanksgiving can transform our prayer life and our overall perspective. Another important aspect of cultivating a Spirit-led prayer life is persistence. Luke 18, verse 1 says, "Then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart." Praying in the Spirit doesn't mean we'll always feel spiritually charged or emotionally moved. There will be times when prayer feels dry or difficult. But we're called to persist, to keep praying even when we don't feel like it. The Spirit is at work, even in these seemingly unfruitful times. Often, it's in the persistent, faithful prayer that we see the most growth and breakthrough. My dear friends, cultivating a Spirit-led prayer life also involves being open to praying in new ways. The Spirit might lead you to pray through journaling, through song, or even through physical movement. Don't limit yourself to one form of prayer. Be open to how the Spirit might want to express Himself through you. Remember, the goal is not to achieve a certain feeling or experience, but to connect with God. Another key to praying in the Spirit is to pray God's Word. The Bible is full of prayers and promises that we can use to guide our own prayers. As we pray Scripture, we're aligning our prayers with God's revealed will. The Spirit can use these words to deepen our understanding and guide our intercession. Ephesians 6, verse 17, refers to the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit. When we pray God's Word, we're wielding this spiritual weapon effectively. It's also important to remember that praying in the Spirit often involves praying for others. The Spirit might bring people to mind during your prayer time. Don't dismiss these promptings. They're often invitations to intercede. As you pray for others, you might find the Spirit giving you specific words or scriptures for them. This is another way the Spirit leads our prayers and uses us to bless others. Cultivating a Spirit-led prayer life also involves living a Spirit-led life. Our prayer life doesn't exist in isolation from the rest of our life. As we seek to be led by the Spirit in our daily decisions and actions, we'll find it easier to be led by the Spirit in our prayers. Galatians 5, verse 25, encourages us. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This verse reminds us that our whole life should be guided by the Spirit, not just our prayer time. As we practice this, we'll find our prayers becoming more aligned with God's heart and purposes. My friends, cultivating a Spirit-led prayer life is a lifelong journey. It's not about perfection, but about progress. Each day, as we open ourselves to the Spirit's leading in prayer, we grow a little more. We become more sensitive to His promptings, more aligned with God's will. Don't be discouraged if you don't feel like you're getting it right all the time. We've all been there. Understand that the very act of seeking to pray in the Spirit is pleasing to God. He delights in our efforts to connect with Him more deeply. As you continue on this journey, remember that the Holy Spirit is your helper and guide. Trust Him to lead you into deeper, more effective prayer. And number three, the power and benefits of praying in the Spirit. My dear friends, let's explore the transformative power and benefits of praying in the Spirit. This practice isn't just a spiritual exercise. It's a life-changing experience that can revolutionize our walk with God. Romans 8, verse 27 tells us, "Now, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." This verse reveals a profound truth. When we pray in the Spirit, our prayers align with God's will. The Spirit knows the mind of God and intercedes accordingly. As we yield to the Spirit in prayer, we're praying prayers that are in harmony with God's purposes. Imagine the power of such prayers. We're no longer limited by our own understanding or desires. Instead, we're tapping into the infinite wisdom and perfect will of God. This alignment with God's will brings a new level of confidence to our prayer life. We can trust that the Spirit-led prayers we're praying are exactly what God wants to answer. 1 John 5, verse 14 assures us, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Praying in the Spirit also deepens our intimacy with God. As we allow the Spirit to guide our prayers, we often express things to God that we didn't even know were in our hearts. The Spirit brings to light our deepest needs, fears, and desires. This process of revelation can be healing and transformative. It helps us understand ourselves better and draws us closer to God. Another powerful benefit of praying in the Spirit is increased spiritual discernment. As we spend time in Spirit-led prayer, we become more attuned to God's voice in our daily lives. We start to recognize His promptings more easily. Our spiritual senses are sharpened, and we gain a clearer understanding of God's ways. Proverbs 20, verse 27 tells us, "The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart." As we pray in the Spirit, this searching of our hearts becomes more profound. We gain insights into our own motivations and attitudes. The Spirit brings areas of sin or weakness to light, not to condemn us, but to lead us to repentance and growth. This process of inner transformation is a powerful benefit of praying in the Spirit. My friends, praying in the Spirit also builds our faith. As we pray beyond our own understanding and see God answer in unexpected ways, our trust in Him grows. We begin to see prayer not as a religious duty, but as a powerful tool for partnering with God in His work. This strengthening of our faith has a ripple effect on every area of our lives. We become more bold in our witness, more steadfast in trials, more loving in our relationships. Another benefit of praying in the Spirit is a greater sense of peace and joy. When we pray in the Spirit, we're reminded that we're not alone in our struggles. The Spirit is right there with us, helping us to pray and assuring us of God's presence. This awareness brings a deep peace that surpasses understanding. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 promise, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Praying in the Spirit also enhances our worship. As the Spirit leads our prayers, we often find ourselves moved to praise and adoration. We see God's goodness and greatness in new ways, which naturally leads to worship. This Spirit-led worship is deeply satisfying and glorifying to God. My dear friends, another powerful benefit of praying in the Spirit is increased effectiveness in spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6, verse 18, instructs us to pray in the Spirit as part of our spiritual armor. When we pray in the Spirit, we're engaging in warfare prayer that is guided by God's perfect strategy. We may find ourselves praying about situations or against spiritual forces that we weren't even aware of. This kind of prayer is powerful in pushing back the forces of darkness and advancing God's kingdom. Praying in the Spirit also leads to greater unity in the body of Christ. As we pray in the Spirit, our prayers often expand beyond our personal concerns to the needs of the wider church. We find ourselves interceding for our brothers and sisters in Christ, both near and far. This Spirit-led intercession strengthens the bonds of love and unity in the body of Christ. Also, my friends, praying in the Spirit prepares us for eternity. It gives us a glimpse of the perfect communion we will have with God in heaven. As we pray in the Spirit, we're aligning our hearts with the heart of God, who desires all to come to Him. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I come before you in awe of your majesty. Your power is beyond measure. Your wisdom is infinite. I lift my voice in praise, for you are holy, righteous, and worthy of all honor. Your love endures forever. Your mercy is new every morning. I thank you, Lord, for your constant presence in my life, for the gift of your Holy Spirit, my comforter and guide. Thank you for teaching me to pray, for opening my ears to hear your voice. I confess my sins before you, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all anger, bitterness, and resentment from my heart. Lord, I invite your Holy Spirit into my prayer life. Guide me as I learn to pray in the Spirit. Help me to surrender my own agenda and align my prayers with your perfect will. Help me to grow in spiritual discernment and understanding. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of confusion or distraction in my prayer life. I bind any forces that would hinder my communion with you, Lord. Father, teach me to listen as much as I speak in prayer. Open the eyes of my heart to see your perspective in every situation. Lord, I pray for a deeper intimacy with you. Let my prayers be a sweet fragrance before your throne. Help me to become more sensitive to your promptings, Holy Spirit. Guide me in intercession for others, showing me how to pray effectively. Lord, I ask for your healing touch in every area of my life. Heal my body, my mind, my emotions, and my spirit. I rebuke every sickness, disease, or spirit of infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I am healed, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Lord, I declare your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I bind any attacks of the enemy against us. I pray for a shield of faith to surround us, deflecting every fiery dart. Deliver us from all evil and lead us away from temptation. Lord, bless me with increased faith as I pray in the Spirit. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding guard my heart and mind. I pray for wisdom and revelation in my knowledge of you. Bless me with spiritual gifts and the discernment to use them for your glory. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Let your Holy Spirit teach us to pray according to your will. Help us to yield to your guidance in our prayer lives. Help us to grow in spiritual maturity and discernment. Father, empower us to pray with boldness and authority through your Holy Spirit. We claim victory over every area of struggle in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing in our bodies, minds, and relationships. Thank you, Lord, for your daily guidance. We ask for your protection over our families, jobs, homes, and communities. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh as we surrender to your leading. Let our prayers be effective and powerful, bringing glory to your name. We thank you for the privilege of partnering with you through prayer. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.